Blog Talk Radio.
If you love America, you're among friends here. ConservativeNationRadio.org.
State of Indiana, where Obama's ideals are not espoused, comes the New Wise Conservatism Radio Show as a means to tell all you liberals out there that you are wrong and we are right. My name is Kathy Henners, and you're listening to Hour One of the Show, where we do what we do best, tell you what the government is doing to this great nation with Obama and his minions. We're showing you ways to stop them by following the true law of the land, the Constitution. And now, heard through ConservativeNationMedia.com, here is your host from behind the silver CNN microphone of freedom, with the voice of reason in this unreasonable world, Robert Garding.
Yes, welcome, my friends, to this latest edition of the New Wise Conservatism Radio Show on this, the 1st of November. Yes, folks, just 2 months to go in this year, and it'll be all over, and we'll have to start all over again with a new year. And it'll probably go just as quickly as this one did. And just days from our long-awaited election that we have all been waiting for, we are all holding our breath that the American people will finally do the right thing to the polls. Remember that Conservative Nation Media will be turning after the election. So stay tuned, folks, because the best is yet to come. Leading from behind is what our president does constantly. And doing this, we keep finding him pulling his head out of an inconvenient crevice every time he is caught saying something stupid. And it seems like this has been an almost daily occurrence of late, because this president doesn't know what it means to be a leader. A man who can lead today is Israel's Netanyahu. And our president thinks he is a chicken shit. And I said that, yes, but that is what our media has been trying to tell us for the past week now. And it was reported earlier this week that a member of the Obama White House said this. And no word of condemnation from Obama on this. So that means Obama must believe it, too. It's sad that our president is such a namby-pamby panty waste, and we have elected him to the highest office in the land twice now, which kind of puts a lot of that right back on us, doesn't it, folks? Excuse me. But no matter how many times he puts his head up his ass, he just comes right back and does it again. A gift that should be taken gratefully. Problem is, the Republican elite isn't seeing this gift from him and the Democrat Party as something that has to be exploited, but it's something we need to ignore, because if we don't, then we will be called racist, or at least being accused of being racist. And, of course, they think that we will start losing elections. Well, this nation's Democrat and some Republican Party leaders have learned to turn away from the truth, and that has started, and that has been to essentially start accepting lies in its place. And I'm sorry about the chat room, folks. If you're trying to get in there, I cannot get it to come up for some reason. I'm working on it right now, working to get the chat room, and I'm not exactly sure of the reason why, but I'm still working on. As soon as I get it open, I will be in there. I also want to bring up the fact that I have written a book, and I've been telling people about this for the past month or so now. It's called Night Owls. It's a mystery which I'm very proud of. You can get it at createspace.com, 4869816, I think it's the number, down, and I am always having troubles remembering that address. But if you can't remember that one, it's at www.garding, which is my last name, R, which is my first name's initial, .wix.com/book-store, and that will take you to a website where I have that set up to it can be bought from there. And anyone who goes and buys it, I thank you in advance. But we're going to lose election, but we don't be nice to the ones who are not being nice to us. But the problem is we need to wake up because we are losing elections, at least the ones which win anyway. And it's time to stop this idiocy and return to the era of common sense and good judgment. Otherwise, we are going to find ourselves continuing to ruin. And folks, we have been on this road for decades now. Why won't the people wake up to this danger? Or why does it take so long for them to realize what the government is doing to us? Well, the reasons for this are threefold. One is pure laziness. People who refuse to learn and know what is going on by continuing to think it will be okay just letting the government take care of them and voting to keep it that way. Because it's destroying the nation. Number two is political correct reasoning that has been brought to the forefront by the Democrats for the purpose of getting more power for them over the people, which is us. And if you stop and look at it and think about all the freedoms that we have lost over the last 20 years, it would boggle the mind. 20 years ago, if we had told somebody that there'd be a major U.S. city that made it so that the Second Amendment doesn't exist anymore, they'd tell everybody that they were nuts. Well, it's happened. Chicago is one. Washington, D.C. is another. And two of the most violent cities in the nation are those two cities, mostly from gun crime, because only criminals have guns. And number three is not researching who is running and believing what they are telling us to get elected. Most of the politicians who are running just tell us lies that they think we want to hear and run with. Sadly, many like Obama, Reid, Pelosi win by doing just that. And sorry, folks, the chat room is still not open. I can't figure out why it's not. But like I said, I am still working on it. Let me try it a different way and see if opening it with a chat in a new window will work. Hopefully that will. Like I've been saying, conservative nation media will be back after the election. I have been assured of that by Duke Brooks. And our friendly local pilot in command and spokesman says that we are returning. And one of the shows that you can look forward to returning soon is Radio Free America with Duke Brooks. It's clear that anti-communism runs wild in his DNA. His parents were friends with Joe McCarthy, Whitaker Chambers, and others, so what would you expect? There's no truth to the rumor that he has a dartboard with Alger Hiss's photo on it, but you can get your weekly dosage of old-school conservatism, right-wing politics, American history, and, you know, when I say American history, I'm talking about the correct one, not the one that the liberal media or the liberal people in places of teacherhood are trying to teach our children, but the real American history. And Hangar Flying on Radio Free America with Duke Brooks, heard only here on Conservative Nation Media. When we return after the election, Conservative Nation Media, where America always wins. And people, we cannot continue down this path to self-destruction that we have been on since before Truman was president. And yes, it's been that long. Lesser countries would have long since disappeared because of it. That being said, this country is now on the verge of total insolvency because of all the stupidity going on in Washington, D.C., because we not only have our president pushing for these ideals that are not sustainable, but we have a media that will not report the truth to save their lives. It seems like they don't care about anything but saving Obama's rear end. And that's a rear end that needs to be busted and taken out of office and impeached, all kinds of things, but that kind of thing isn't going to happen. This is a sad state of affairs that always ends with Democrats and many Republicans crying foul for telling us that we are nothing but, and telling us that we, conservatives, are nothing more than race baiters. And like, you know, like Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton really are, or we're just terrorists, domestic terrorists. And that there is nobody in this country that is more dangerous than us conservatives because we're domestic terrorists. We're trying to save this country. They don't want to do it, so they're going to do everything they can to make sure that we are pushed aside. And that's what they have been doing their best to do. On Tuesday, the Americans who have been slandered by this president, his Senate, and his media, to set the record straight, we have the chance to vote. This show you are listening to now is going to be the last time that you will hear from CNN until after the election. So the words that are being said here need to be listened to. We need to vote these people out of office, the ones that are not following the Constitution, the ones that don't care for the Constitution. And I'm, like I said before, folks, I am sorry. The chat room is not opening. I am not exactly sure why. I cannot get it to open. Let me try something different here. I'm going to open up a different browser. See if that will work. that might help the situation a little bit. I'm trying to using a different browser. Yeah, that one. Yeah, the other one. See what's going on here. I'll close that one, and I'm still in here. How about that? Let's see if the chat room will open up here. Well, it kind of, well, it hurts. Okay, the chat room's open, folks, if you can get into it. sorry it took so darn long to get in there, but I finally got the chat room open if you guys want to arrive. This being the last Conservative Nation Media show before the election, the words being said here have to be needed for the future of this great public stands in balance, folks. It seems that no matter what we on the right say, if it is good for this country, then we are lay terrorists or something worse by Harry Peter, Nancy Pelosi et al. This whole thing with Ferguson, Missouri is a joke. And it's something that's being fueled right now by the left. Not Jesse Jackson, but Al Sharpton was there the other day, fueling the fire. That's all the left does anymore. they fuel the fire against American exceptionalism. And I'll say it again, folks, this coming Tuesday is our last hope to stop the Obama Death to America's machine. Mark my words here, I am not speaking from the pulpit of youth or inexperience here. I have watched the downward spiral of the liberal left has put this country on, and sadly, this is not a new thing. It is as old as I am, and most likely older. I just turned 62 in September, and I have watched my whole life the liberals taking our freedoms away like it was their right to do so, and I have never seen them so brazen to do more to us than they are right now. They have absolutely no desire to stop to see what they are doing to this nation because they know what they are doing to this nation. They know they are destroying this country. But they don't care. The only time they seem to care is when somebody like me or somebody like Ted Cruz or Sarah Palin come along, start talking about the greatness of America, what America should stand for, what America stood for when the Founding Fathers forged the documents that we have always used as our Constitution and the Bill of Rights. The only time they will stand up to fight is when we stand up and fight against them. Then they will fight against America openly and proudly, it seems. And that has to stop. We've got to unelect these people, get them out of office. The only way to stop this downward trend that America is in now is to stop the liberal death to America machine. And right now it is in high gear because that is what Obama, that is what Harry Reid, and that's what Nancy Pelosi and all the rest of them liberals in Washington want. They are scared to death of states like Indiana, Texas, that have conservative governments in place and are doing well without them. It scares the hell out of them. They don't like it. They don't want it. And they want to see it and do everything they can to destroy what we have. One of the things they're doing here is trying to make sure that we cannot keep our production of oil and biofuels and things that they themselves started up with. That kind of backfired on them too. But they don't care. If you will watch what they are doing, they will push an agenda until it starts to turn around on them and go the other direction. Then they'll drop it like a hot potato and they want nothing more to do with it. Then we cannot forget that Obama is the one who used taxpayer money to fund Solyndra, which went under, and fund God knows how many other companies that would put out green energy for him. And they have all gone under, too. The trouble with today's liberal is that they seem to think they are always right. And the opposition, which is you and I, folks, is always wrong. This is the gist of what political correctness is all about, folks. This is what they are pushing on us, folks. This is what we have been allowing them to push on us. One of the things that hit me yesterday was the breaking news of Sergeant Tamaruski being released from a Mexican prison. The thought was, well, it's about damn time. He should have been released a long time ago. Maybe our government finally did something right. But guess what? It wasn't our government that did it. Although they are now trying to take credit for it. he wasn't released because of Obama, even though many here in America and the president were pressured to work on it and get it done. Obama hasn't done anything about it. Some members of the Democrat Party have shown glee at his release when it came to actually working on getting him released, they just weren't interested. Now they want to make it look like all their hard work has finally paid off. What a bunch of hypocritical morons. Obama nor any of the liberal politicians in Washington, D.C. had anything to do with this breach. It was the Mexican government who finally did the right thing, folks, not ours. It's a pretty sad thing to have to say, but it was Obama himself who said he would do anything to bring home a person in uniform before he traded 5 high-level Taliban prisoners from Guantanamo for the release of a deserter. During this time when Obama was doing this, Sergeant Camarusi was sitting in the Mexican prison waiting for someone to do something to get his release. No matter what, you know that the liberals will do everything they can to take credit for his being released. Are we having fun yet? Are we still going to sit and believe everything they say when they say things? Are we still going to just not say anything when they say something at the news conference and tell these lies that they always tell and get away with because nobody says anything? Is the media finally going to wake up and start doing the right thing when Obama comes up and says, oh, we did everything we can to get Sergeant Camarusi released from prison and now he's finally free? Are they going to stand up and say, you didn't do a flipping thing, Mr. President? You weren't interested in the least until it happened. Then you want to take credit for it. It just drives me insane, folks. The things that they get away with, the things they will say, and that nobody will tell them they're lying. Bush was talking and some guy threw a shoe at him and told him he's lying. Oh no, they'll say something to a Republican president, but never the darling of the Democrats. That's always going to give them a golden pass into what they shouldn't be able to get. Now, like I was saying earlier, this is the last New Wise Conservatism radio show before the election. Remember, you need to get out the vote. You need to vote for the right person. Research these people. Find out what they stand for, not what they're saying today, but what they've said all along. Obama right now is telling us that he loves America, that America has got to stand for something. You know he doesn't believe in this. He's never said it. When he's not in jeopardy, he says exactly the opposite. We've got to remember these things. People like Ted Cruz has never swayed from what he says. People like Sarah Palin has never swayed from what they say. People like Bobby Jindal and Mike Lee and Mike Pence and Todd Rokita have never swayed from what they say. They believe in America. They believe in American exceptionalism, as our president should, but doesn't. So remember to vote on Tuesday. It may be the last time that we'll get to do something like that and save this country. Because if Obama keeps going the way he wants to and is allowed to, this country isn't going to last much longer. Because if we allow him to continue, who knows who's going to win the next presidency. We've got to save this country from ruin because our president sure doesn't want to. he wants to keep it going the way it's going. We must never accept the world, the left, and the media portray it. It is, after all, the way that the left wants it. And we have been allowing them to keep it going that way. But that is not the way it is supposed to be. We are definitely at a crossroads here in the Israeli Republic. Do we want to continue as a republic, or do we want to become like communist China? The choice is ours, and the time is now. On this coming Tuesday, we have the chance to promote change for the better. Change we can all believe. Fairly, for once. Vote for the right people. Ones that will follow our Constitution and work to save this great republic. Think before you vote. Research before you vote. And thank you for listening. We will be back next week. God bless you all, and good day. Good day. God bless you all.